What's up, everyone? It's me, JD Movie Buffer. I'll be doing another movie review. And the movie I'm going to talk about is from one of my DVD updates. It's Ghost House, which was a movie that I wanted to review and share with you guys and gals, because I really didn't like this fucking movie, man. And I feel so bad for giving away the German hard white case version away selling at Amazon.com. I wish I still have it. But I'll be talking about that version, not the Japanese version that I have, only because that's the one I saw first anyway. And let me tell you about the Ghost House. If you're lucky to own that OPP version of Ghost House, a limited edition with the number, I think it was 666 on the background, where whoever owns, how many people actually owned it, then you're fucking lucky, because this one contains the soundtrack to the movie, that creepy eerie soundtrack, you know? And that's good enough reason to own it too. Not only that, I like the casing on it too, and I feel so fucking bad for selling it. But anyway, let me give you my experience from the movie. Ghost House is about a girl with an evil clown, right? And the clown ended up killing her parents. And then it goes to a house that's haunting to people that come to the house to visit, you know, to do an investigation. And this movie is creepy, man. I mean, it's fucking creepy. And that, to me, when it comes to a ghost movie, when it comes to the horror genre, especially when it comes to the ghost genre, what makes a great ghost movie has to be creepiness. Now, you got ghost movies now, and modern day ghost movies right now, the only thing they're doing is blood and gore. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying it's bad. It's a good thing, though. I mean, if it's entertaining, fine, it's entertaining. But to me, what really makes a good ghost movie is the creepiness factor. So creepy, you'd be like, you know, that's a ghost movie right there. And Ghost House delivers that shit from beginning to end. It's creepy. The soundtrack is fucking awesome. I love the background music. An evil clown? You can't be a fucking evil clown. You got ghosts, evil clown, and a haunted house. That is the great combination of... Maybe that's why I like this movie so much, because it lived up to the fucking title, you know? I don't know if Ghost House is the original name for it, because this is an Italian movie anyway, and it was directed by a popular Italian guy anyway. Alberto Lenzi. I mean, I know he's a popular Italian director, though, but, and now that it was shot in New York, East Coast, motherfucker, just joking, but it was shot in New York anyway. And it was pretty much, I mean, people that would come to visit the house and the investigators, and you got a guy, a backpacker, or somewhere inside the house, and then people start dying one by one, you know. And I don't want to ruin it too much, because I want to tell you the reason why the house is haunted and the purpose of the girl and that evil clown, because this mother is a story, because it, let's just say the dad at the beginning, he deserves that shit what he deserves, you know, for messing with the dead. Let's just leave it as that. You don't mess with the dead. let me just say that again. All in all, Ghost House is a real enjoyable movie. You like the twist ending. You like the evil clown. You like the scenery. I mean, not like a lot of blood or gore or anything. Don't get the wrong idea, but like I said, it's Ghost House. It's a ghost movie, and again, it lives up to the fucking hype. The creepiness factor is awesome. Peace, bye, and I hope you enjoy this.